Zechnishvus Avi Mary Yakubin. So Pilchus is Zechnishvus Daniel Shane was Yeshua Fowler. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so we're continuing today in this packet of Osa Sukosu Tachas Ilan. And we did it at the Avni Nezer, we finally found it. So now we're going to look in the Kli Chemda. Kli Chemda on page 13. That's Rav Meir Don Plotsky. I have a relative who's married a woman from that family of the Rav Meir Don Plotsky's family. He was a big guy. He was in America at one point. So let's take a look on page 14. So Rav Meir Don Plotsky and Sefer Shul Ke'inyan explained this. So let's see what he says. Okay, so the question that we're going to deal with is if somebody sits in the sukkah during the time of Geshamim, is that so? Pashus is there's no mitzvah when there's this man of Geshamim, even though I think Chabad they sit in the sukkah right, even during the time of Geshamim.
Yeah, make a brach.
And they make a brach. Now, the Ramah has this only to do with the Ramah sheet is the first night you should have.
As far as I know, I don't want to say, I shouldn't have said it, but it brought the part. As far as I know.
Okay, Herschel said he's not sure whether Chabad makes a bracha. But they do it the whole Yontif, the whole.
Even if it's raining.
Even if it's raining. Which is very hard to understand.
Correct. It's very true.
But there's a truth in the Kosher Glover about that, but that, we're not going to get into that right now. What I'd like to just focus on is that just a tour when you're in the sukkah? So you're potter from the sukkah. And what if you do it? So the Yerushalmi says, Nikra Hedyot. It might be foolish, but is it an Isser?
Whereas the Yeshivisha, there's no it's not called a sukkah anymore. So you're doing nothing, you're achieving the mitzvah.
So that's what I would like to look into. The Kli Chemda is a Sefer Shul Ke'inyan that speaks about it. The Sefer Shul Ke'inyan by Shlomo Yechiel Blum that we'll see quotes from the Kli Chemda and from Elchanan Wasserman. So let's see what the Kli Chemda in Parshas Eschanan says on this idea. So he says, I put the arrow, but go further down. The first word on the line is Hareze. On the second column on page 14, it says, Hey, Reish Zion, Hareze, that line. Hareze, Domel Yoshev B'sukkah, B'shas HaGeshamim. If somebody sits in the sukkah during the Geshamim, the Leke Baltosif, he says, it's not Baltosif. Why? Came in the Hayom Hu Yom Shemechuyu B'sukkah. What does that mean? Timihani Alav Shekhozov, Demyonis Kehel Shedomel Kuch Ladana, Dadu. You could leave the sukkah. Why? Mishum dam is mitzvah. The sukkah acheres haschach of Yoser. Let's say you have another sukkah that has thicker schach. The enek sham yordim sukkah mechuyv lachol besukkah. Lo mi bay lo das aposkim in the matora feeling lo yuchol. The machlok is, what if you have a sukkah that has thick schach and it doesn't rain in? Does that passel the sukkah? You came shas kshavim in a potu klal. Kafilim fidim das asovim de minator be in a sukkah sheyichei kshavim yichol leirid besocha. But say, according to the shitas that say that the sukkah has to have the ability to have rain in, meilim sham yordim besocha shir shetisra hamatva lekechi of sukkah.
In
other words, you would never live in a place where it's, you would never stay in a room where there's a leak in the room,
right?
He's saying
it's not afkisha yoshe b'sukkah. Right, that's the lashon harashba that the Gro quotes. That, in other words, the sukkah that you chayev is the sukkah that you would,
that is, would be the normal type of dira.
Yerushalmi
says if you're in the sukkah when it's raining, you nikra hedyot.
Maybe you can lachmir al atzmo. During the high time came to me, I gave the ends of dira haruy alone. Any mekayim klal b'sukkah zubitz the sukkah.
So you're not yotze the mitzvah sukkah with such a sukkah.
Klal she'ezah potur mikoch she'omer Torah the love zmano. It's not sure because it's not the zman.
It is the zman.
Elav neisha ain't no sukkah. Havi kamo kol mitzdar imatzar machmas a sukkah potur min a sukkah. Lo nucha lomar di im yoshev ba over mishum bal tosif. Is that called a female shahuadam? He doesn't think that it's Baal Tosif.
Because he's saying,
I hate the sukkah of Tes, we reim, but we can say, Bikshomim, Umitstar din echad lahem, Vadavar bord lo shach Baal Tosif al Bashi, Bila Torah, Bitorah, Mitzvah, Hain Bizman, Hain Bimint.
Whereas if the Torah says that you only do the mitzvah on a certain time, and you're doing it even not at that time, the Torah says, Shiva, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you're sitting in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres for then Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah was magbil that only Shivas Yomim, for Masukas Teshu Shivas Yomim. And you say, I'm going to sit an extra day. So that's Baal Tosif. Hein b'min. The Torah says only these dalad minim. And you pick a fifth min, a carrot. You can take, and you can have a carrot in addition.
Mamashahu mikra michutzalo.
If something happens external,
but
something happened that you, like here it rains, that you can't do the mitzvah.
He says
not Baal Tosif, because again he's saying Baal Tosif is only when the Torah is magbil the mitzvah to a certain time and you want to exceed the time, or a certain min and you want to do even something that's not that min. Say you don't, if you hold the mitzvah of dal minim, it's only by yom, it's not by laila.
And Katie Beal Tor Mitzvazu does man rap by Yom Pshita to Belay Lig about Tosif. Having Shalom is man al Indian CS and Mitzvah Mitzar Kavana. So that would be Shalom Bismana, some line, but then it's only if you have Kavana. It's only if you'd have Kavana to do that, it's a mitzvah. So if you would take Lula Balayla, or you would sit in the sukkah and you have Kavana for the mitzvah, then it would be a problem. That would be Baltosif. But say you're sitting in a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed and it's raining. So the Torah says, you're Pater. So you want to sit in the sukkah. You want to sit in the sukkah when you're Pater. So is that Baltosif? You say no, because the Torah here was not Magbil the Zman or the Min. It's just it's an external Ptur.
So you can say the opposite, certainly when it comes to the Min part. You can certainly say that the Torah is Magbil, that you can only sit in the circle when it's Rui Ladiro.
Right. So he's, in other words, the Torah's what definitely wasn't Mekayim.
Yeah, there's a distinction maybe in the Mekayim mitzvah.
He says, a klal she'ein zeh p'tur mikol she'om b'torah l'lav zmana. El b'nei she'ein lo sukkah.
Maybe the different way of saying it is, what's the cause of the Torah?
One second.
Yeah, sure.
Because, well, says, "Ain't the Torah because she Amar Torah loves mano, and the nation ain't lo sukkah." So it's like it's not a sukkah. So it's not pshat that it's a sukkah. It has to be something that is a sukkah, and you are doing it more than the time allotted. You're sitting in Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, l'shem mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah. So that
l'shem mitzvah would be expressed by what? By saying a bracha, l'shem mitzvah.
Yeah, or you're having in mind that you want to do the mitzvah. But when you're sitting, say, you're sitting in the sukkah and it's raining, so you're also pater. But that the word is, it's as if, well, what if
that's what I want to say. What's the reason for the Torah? Is the reason for the Torah, is it a sign thing?
Right.
And then you use that language yourself. I'm not saying any Kedusha. Or is it an essential thing?
Are we saying it's raining or you're a mitzvayer? Let's say you...
No, say it's raining. Know. Raining in Chol HaMoed and you're sitting in the sukkah.
Yeah, raining, you have the gra that says that it's not a shame sukkah.
Yeah, so that's right. So he says the same idea. So it's not a shame sukkah. So then what? So then it's not Baltosif. Because
Baltosif is when the Torah comes from an essential nature of the mitzvah. Maybe.
He's saying Baltosif is only when the Torah is magbil the zman or the min. Yeah, page 15, the second line. So the Shach Bal Tosif El Mach Begvila Torah B'Torah HaMitzvah Heim B'Zman Heim B'Min. So the Torah is saying it's only in the Zman. Or it's only on this Min. And you're breaking out of that. Aval Mashahu Mikre Michutzalo And the Yochel says, a mitzvah avi masal lo yitachin lo mashu begeder al tosis.
Let's say you became mentally not able to do a mitzvah in the middle of whatever, and you did the mitzvah. Would that be well? So, see, of course it wouldn't be. That's a chutz l'davar.
In other words, like I told you that.
Or any reason for Torah.
Bal Tigra, like the Beis Halevi, like Rav Shechter likes to call it the Beis Halevi, that if you. You're wearing tzitzis that don't have tchelis, and you don't have tchelis, that's bal tigra. The only reason it would be mutter is b'sesei d'chalosesei, but I think I once heard from Rabbi Schertz, the Rav, who was then became the Rav in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that no, bal tigra is a din in the numerical. Instead of four minim, you take three minim. So that's what he's saying. If you have if mamshich the, it's really a din in number, in number. In other words, the bal tosif is if you're adding to the zman. The zman is only this one 8 days, 7 days. Now you're making 8 days. Or see, I think really it's a din, like what Rabbi Schertz said about Bal Tigra, it's a din subtracting the number. So that's what it is. In other words, when you're sitting or adding in the number, you're taking, instead of taking four minim, you're taking five minim. Instead of sitting in the sukkah 7 days, you're sitting in the sukkah 8 days. It's a din in the number. Maybe that. The question is, if you take sukkah, if you take the lulav at night, is that bal tigra, bal tosif rather? As you were, he's seeming to say that it would be. Yibil to mitzvah zuzman rak b'yom. Treated Belailika Baltosis, Rabbi Shalobas Mana. So it's a Shalobas Mana, and
if you hold like Rabbi Shechter says that the Chiyuv is really at night, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah is only in the day.
Well,
like by Mila, by Sacho.
Yeah, but that's by Hagaz Mana.
The Chiyuv starts at night, but you can't be Mekayim until the night.
Yeah, okay.
With the berries.
Let's take a look in Rebbe Chanan now, on page 17. So the Kovach Shiurim in Bava Basra, Os Nun Dalad. After Kaimelon, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman here, after Kaimelon called Apoto Midover Vosei or Nikra Hedyot, and Hekashigam Acher Matan Torah in a Mitzuva. Then a Yoshi Besuk of Shasak Sham Yardim, of all my Maisi, he Maisi Mitzvah, Lash Odom Azel Lonet Stave, ain't a Nikra Hedyot. And the Mekabel Skar Ke'enu Metzuv Ve'osa. Monoshim, the Mitzvah says, is among Grama. So he's saying that the Mekabel Skar like Ke'enu Metzuv Ve'osa. Shem Forechoch Zalem. Ein Bezeh Mishum Brochel Vatol Odas Rabbein Atam. Again, how others called him at the Torah, she yodu ben avuash, or see them Israel at Stavos behem. When I time a lo tikchi mit star, yosh besuch alama in over bebal toysif, bebal yosh beshmini. And the cave in the midst of sukkah, so we said, so Rabbi the Kli Chemda said, it's not bebal toysif because it's not adding to the zman.
or to the min. So let's see what he says. Now laying over Baltos Simkum Yoshim Shmin with Sukkah. Have the Kavan the Mitzvah Sukkah Teshu King Daduru. Yeshivas Mitzvah in the King Taduru. Means a Mitzvah Mitzvah Klau. Oshach Baltosif.
That's like Rashi and Chumash, by the way. Every time that you have Baltosif, Rashi and Chumash mentions the.
Yeah, so understand, in other words, he's saying a word like this, that it has to be a Maisa Mitzvah.
Like Lula,
like you're in the Sukkah, but you're in the Sukkah for an extra day.
Correct.
It's a Maisa Mitzvah. But when you're sitting in the sukkah and you mitzvah, it's not even a ma'aseh mitzvah. So therefore, it's not bal tosef. Even though you can say when you're adding to the minim, so is that a ma'aseh mitzvah? It's a ma'aseh mitzvah, and when you're taking four minim and a carrot. But what about the Baal Tosef on the fifth min? Now you're taking a carrot in addition. Say, when a woman puts on
tefillin,
she's not over Baal Tosef, because it's just like if a man would put tefillin on his leg.
Right.
As far as you're near the leg of Maisa Mitzvah Klal, she menaches tefillin. You can also lo levar kedas haramam, lo kedas rabbi natan. Again, shaykh b'zel omer nikra hedyur, well, that's Rashi, no, there's Baal Tosef. Rashi holds that it is Baal Tosef.
Why is it Keshelo Habek Keshelo Bismano?
Because he's saying just like if you'll sit in the sukkah after sukkahs, it's Shalom Bismano. So since she's not Mechuyev in the mitzvah, it's Shalom. Because that's assuming that there's no Maisa mitzvah for a woman, which is the Shagas Aryeh's, you know. There's a Shagas Aryeh that the Shagasari says that it's also right. So I don't follow the Shagasari, but the Shagasari holds that you know that's considered hotzar shelo letzarach if somebody carries a shofar for a woman. That's the Shagasari hotzar shelo letzarach. Rav Abadi is into the Shagasari, but I get some into the both, yeah. It's a chauffeur, well, chauffeur for my mother. He carries for my mother the chauffeur. So I'm relying on the other opinion.
Would Rashi hold that calling chauffeur for a woman is not so soon?
Right, that's Rashi.
So he would hold that.
Yeah. Well, it may not be the same thing because Tfilin, she there's no chiyuv, there's no kiyum even, maybe, because it's learned from Tyra. By Lulav, there might still be a Qiyum because of Mitzvah.
What's the
Torah
for women
for
tefillin? It's Mitzvah
because of Tyra. Tyra.
Because of
Tyra, no? Yeah, so. It's a Hakesh.
So Rabbi Chanan's Wasserman's word is you need a Maisa Mitzvah. If it's a Maisa Mitzvah and you're Moisif on the Zman, you're Moisif the Zman or the Min on the Maisa Mitzvah, then it's going to be Baltosif.
But even if the Lumer is from Torah, a woman who learns Torah, what would be Baltosif or a woman that learns Torah?
No, so again, if you hold the way I like to hold, that it's a din that Baltosif and Baltigra, like Rabbi Schert said, it's a din in numbers. Baltosif means you're mosif a min. You know the dalav minim, you did five minim. There's four minim, you did three minim. That's both. That's what I hold. What Rabbi Schert said from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So he would hold that if you added a carrot, it would be a problem. No?
Yeah, if you add a carrot, it's a problem. If you had five, so it's all it did in numerical. That's why I'm not noted to the sheet of the Beis Halevi. If you put tzitzis on b'lit chelis, that's baltigra. I don't think that's baltigra. It's just you didn't do the mitzvah. You're ba'anis or whatever. You didn't do the mitzvah.
The Beis Halevi number is tzitzis.
No, so the Beis Halevi sheet is that the only reason you're allowed to wear tzitzis is because they say dochalos aseh. But I'm not into that. I'm into that it's only in numerical things. Mosif means the mosif in the numerical, and baltigra is you're taking away the numerical. And that's the sheet I like. That's the sheet that I relate to. So Mamela, if in the middle of Sukkot it's raining and they're sitting in the Sukkah, so it's Nikra Hedyot. But that's what many point out. It doesn't say Baltosif, it just says Nikra Hedyot. Because you're part of the Dom of Nikra Hedyot. But it's not that you're adding to the numerical of the mitzvah. So the Klichemda says, he doesn't speak about numerical, but he sort of hints to it. Maybe the nafkamina between myself, the way from Rav Schertz, and the Klichemda is, Klichemda held if you take Lulav Balaila, so then take Lulav Balaila, then that's Baltosif. You know, if you have a mind to do the mitzvah, Balayla. You have a mind to do the mitzvah, Balayla. So you're not adding days, you're adding, you could say, the first, say midaraisa, it's only the first day. So you say the night of the first night of Sukkot, you're taking lulav. So then maybe that's considered mosif in the zman also, in terms of misses one day, you're doing it one night in a day. Or it could be no. Maybe when you do it at night, it's just that's a nothing. It's if you take the lulav after the zman, or you sit in the sukkah after the zman, the shem mitzvah. Then it's okay. I remember when my wife's grandmother, we made a 90th birthday party for her, and it was after sukkahs, and the Lower East Side, they have the communal sukkahs, so they're very big sukkahs. So the family thought it would be a good place to have the party in the sukkah. But it was after sukkahs. So I asked Rabbi Bari, he thought it should be okay. Because it's shalom b'zmana, and you're not machamin l'mitzvah. And so it was as if it would be shalom b'zmana, and you would be machamin for the mitzvah. That would be different. We're not machamin mitzvah. We just did it in the sukkah because it was a spacious thing. The sukkahs on the Lower East Side. You have the communal sukkahs that are very big. You needed a place to do it. So
would it matter if it was one day after or 2 days after?
Yeah, so that's a good question.
If it's someone, so it looks like you're adding to the mitzvah. If it's 2 days later, so why don't you do it half a year later? I mean, who would have a haver?
Right. There is a discussion about that. I have to check in what's called Sefer Halichas Yehuda by Rabbi Yehuda Kagan, who's the prince, was the Menahel of RJJ in the Lower East Side. So, Rabbi Yudin was once giving a shiur based on that Sefer of discussing Birkas Mosiv on Birkas Kohanim. So some say it's only if you did do that with priestess Yadayim. There's a whole discussion of Tzvi Pesach Frank has that when the coin comes down from the duchening and everyone says Yeshkoyach, Yeshkoyach, and he says, oh, Bruchim to you, whether that's considered Baltosif because he's being Moisif. So the part of the discussion was, but there he's not doing it with priestess Yadayim when he's saying Bruchim to you. So it's not Mitzurav, maybe, to the, that's one of the Tevuts, maybe, I don't have to check, maybe it was in Rabbi Kagan Sefer.
I mean, it's Pashit, he's not doing the Shas Maisa Mitzvah.
Right, but the question is that considered, yeah, he's not Mechavid.
He's not Mechavid.
But it is Nisman,
It is Nisman, but the whole day is Nisman.
So Rabbi Chanan says it's not a Maisa Mitzvah, but it only works if you say, like, the sheet is that if a woman, you know, it's not so simple that it's not a Maisa Mitzvah when you're sitting when it's raining. But it is a Maisa Mitzvah. But you're not being Moisif. But it's not Baltosif because, you know, that was doing something that you potter, that's Nikra Hedyev. That's not Baltosif. Baltosif, so Rabbi Chanan's word is that it has to be a din it has to be a Maisa Mitzvah. And once it's a Maisa Mitzvah, so then, like sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day, it's a Maisa Mitzvah, and then you're Mechavein, so this. But if it's not a Maisa Mitzvah, not. So, and Meir Dan Plotsky says it's only when the Torah is Magbil, the Zman of the Min. I'm into what I told you, Rabbi Schertz said. Rabbi Schertz was the rabbi in the. He used to live in Flappish. That's why I heard him as a kid, Rabbi Chaim Schertz. He was the rabbi in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I think after Rabbi David Silver, after Rabbi Lazar Silver's son was there. And so he said, I think this word about Baltigra, Baltosif, the din in numerical, it's only din in numerical things. So sitting in the sukkah when it's raining, that's not a din in numerical. You put this. Numerical is if I sit the eighth day, l'shem mitzvah. So that I'm adding. If I take five minim, that's numerical. But if it's not numerical, then there's a discussion. What if you make up a mitzvah? Is that bal tosef or not? It's just
Ramban.
Right, the Ramban. So Ramban says what, Avarari?
That it is Baltosif, like Yeravam.
Avarari says the Ramban says what?
It is Baltosif. Makes like a new chag, like Yeravam made.
Yeravam ben Avad made another holiday in the Cheshvan or whatever, right? He's making a new holiday. So, but the Gemara never says that. That's why it's a chit. Rav Moshe argues with this Ramban, right? Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe. So that's why, because it could be that it's only a din in Tosefah. So to me, the simple pshat is it's sit in the sukkah when it's raining is Nikra Hedyot, but it's not Bal Tosef. Now, to take a lulav on the night of Sukkot, I'm not sure that's Bal Tosef either, because you're not being Moshef on this man. You do it one day. This is one day. If you would take it on Erev Sukkot L'shem Mitzvah, or on, you know, that's a different story. So to me, see, Rav Meir Dan says it's only when it's Magbil So if the Torah says lulav is only by yom, not balayla, so he says you take the lulav at night, it would be. So I'm not convinced that Rav Meir Don. I'm not convinced like Rav Elchanan either.
If, according to Rav Elchanan, if you sit in the sukkah a day after sukkahs, that is Baal Tosif because it's Maaseh Mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. So then why?
He used one word. Elahela shows a Maaseh Mitzvah Kehochasa. Rosh came in the sukkah. Kehochasa. Kehochasa. No. What if you didn't say you brought up?
That's still Kehochasa. No, I think.
I just asked my question. So then why wouldn't, so if the woman puts on tefillin, why isn't that Baal Tosif according to Rav Elchanan?
Well, he says, well, it depends if you hold that that's a Maaseh Mitzvah.
Oh.
If it's a Maaseh Mitzvah.
If it's a Maaseh Mitzvah, then it would be Baal Tosif. Yeah. Where does he say it depends, or does he say it's not?
He says that. He has a discussion whether.
I thought he said it's like a man putting it on his leg.
Yeah, that's according to the Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita. In other words, he claims that the Machlokas Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether you can make a bracha mitzvah says as one grandma, is whether a person who is not chayav and mitzvah says as one grandma, is it a maisa mitzvah or not?
Yeah, the Rav didn't go with that.
Rav went with the question of the bracha that it's a maisa mitzvah with everybody.
Yeah, it's a kiyum, but can you make a bracha on that?
Right.
On a kiyum.
And the Shagas Aryeh held that she's part of the Gamre, but he would not necessarily say it's Baal Tosif. You see, it could be it's not Chalva HaTalia. But he's saying it has to be a Maaseh Mitzvah, and it's a Machlok is whether it's a Maaseh Mitzvah or not. So according to the Rambam, you can't make a bracha because it's not a Maaseh Mitzvah. That's like putting it on the leg. But I told you, I like what Rav Chaim Schertz said, that it's a din in numerical. If you're adding to the number of days, or subtracting to the number of days, that's Baal Tosif, Baal Tibur.
Isn't it the greatest riot? I mean, the Nosi Kamev said there's a Shulchan Aruch. Isn't the greatest riot that Shmini Atzeres is not Baal Tosif because we don't say a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah? That's exactly what Rabbi Elchanan is saying.
No, it is in my... we're doing it because that's of right. Yantav Sheni, just like Yantav Sheni is not Baal Tosif. So
but
we're doing.
You just said that Rav Elchanan would hold that Baal would be Baal Tosif Shmini Atzeres to sit in the Sukkah.
Yeah, it would be Baal Tosif. The Gemara says that. You can't argue with that. The Gemara says, Ayoshim B'Shmini B'Sukkah Zloike. That's a Gemara. You can't argue with that.
Where does he bring the opinion that it's, for the woman, it is Baal Tosif? Where does he say that?
Rashi. That's the Rashi.
About that Rashi.
That's Rashi, Erev and Sadi Vav, though, Veris Mabal
Tosif.
And he says that that's totally whether it's a Maaseh Mitzvah or not. But I'm agreeing you need the Maaseh Mitzvah, but I think also you need Stavka Din and Osofa of numerical. I'm very into the numerical aspect. Even Klichemda sounds like that, but the Klichemda says Chiddush, which I'm not sure I would agree with. And that's if you take the first night of Sukkot, this night's Friday night, we don't take anyway. But if you take Lulav the first night of Sukkot, would that be Baal Tosif? So the Klichemda says, yeah, because the Torah was Magbil is Man, and but I'm not sure. I think it has to be a din that if you add a day, if you would take it on Erev Sukkot or take it on, you know, Shmini Atzeres, that's the adding a day. So that would be Baal Tosif.
No, Shmini Atzeres, you're not really chayav min haTorah.
That would be more of a problem, Shmini Atzeres, because it's the Torah is Magbil Zman.
Right. But he also has to agree. It's a Gemara. No, everyone has to agree to that.
But a lot of people sit in the sukkah.
No, we sit in the sukkah because of Yom Tov Sheni.
Because of Yom Tov Sheni, correct.
Yeah. But if, say, an Israeli, somebody asked me, Shaila, just the other day,
correct.
What's the din? Somebody made Aliyah,
right.
and they have a son, a married son, who's visiting in Eretz Yisrael, keeping 2 days. So at Shmini Atzeres, he wants to sit in the sukkah. So his father, want to be with him. So if he's sitting in the sukkah, they want to go in the sukkah with him on Shmini Atzeres. And they made Aliyah. So the shaila is that okay? Or is that about Tosef? So Chara...
It's like your wife's grandmother's thing.
Yeah. Right. So it's because it's Shalom Zmana and it's by Kavana, so there's no Kavana here. Even though, right. So
even if people hold 2 days, are you sure that the psak is that he has to sit in the sukkah the second day?
So when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was told it's a machlokes from Shlomo Zalman and from Eliashiv, whether you sit in the sukkah the second day of Shmini Atzeres, even if you call it 2 days. That Rav Eliashiv said to do it, and Rav Shlomo Zalman not to. That was when I was in Karen B'Yavna, so and I... You know, during Bein Hazmanim, so I was Shmini Atzeres, I was in Bayit Vegan, whatever. I think that was what I was told. In the end, I think I did sit in the sukkah, but that was what I was told at that time. I mean, the simple shot is that you should. The only question is, it's like a farhesia type of thing or something like that, but it shouldn't be any different than. And, you know, having a two siddurim with Pesach. You know. Okay, we're going to say. So this is what I... Okay, so tomorrow we'll have some, maybe in Yonah de Yom on Sukkot and on the Parsha, we have to do the Parsha. Because when we come back, it's already after Zos HaBracha. Mm-hmm. So we'll do Zos HaBracha. So we'll have again from 10 to 11, Bez Hashem.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Before the, I just thought about it. I don't know. I didn't even look at anything. This year that there's no Netilas Lulav on the first day, right. Is it preferable to make the Eged before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, or to do it the night, well, Motzei Shabbos or Sunday night, Chutz Laretz? When would be the best time, or it doesn't matter?
I mean, to put the the Kachikals?
I think from a practical point of view, it's better to keep them in the refrigerator or wherever you keep them before, so that they don't get messed up. But is there any inyan of having it ready before Sukkot?
Yeah, I mean, I always do it before. That's my I always do it before. But I always do it before. Okay, something to think about more. Okay, be well, everybody. We'll say this. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will be the last.